إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We praise Him as He deserves to be praised. And we ask for His aid and His assistance and we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from the evil of our souls and from the evil of our wicked actions. Bye. Whomsoever Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala guides, then none can misguide. And whomsoever Allah Azza wa Jal misguides, then none can guide. I testify that none has the right to be worshipped in truth except Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, alone without any partners. And I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger to proceed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, kutiba alaykum as-siyamu kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, la'allakum tattaqoon. O you who believe, fasting has been prescribed for you like it was prescribed for those who came before you, so that you may fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Man sama Ramadan imanan wa ihtisaba, ghufira lahu ma taqaddama min dhanbi. Whoever fasts the month of Ramadan out of true faith and awaiting recompense from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then his previous sins will be forgiven. Brothers and sisters, with the end of Ramadan approaching, then we need to ask ourselves some serious questions. From the questions that we need to ask ourselves is, has our iman increased in this blessed month? As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم. Allah Azza wa Jal, He sent down tranquility to the hearts of the believers so that their faith increases. Every single one of us should analyze our own self. Has our faith increased? Have we increased in righteous deeds that are done for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Have we strengthened our resolve to stay away from sin and disobedience? As Allah Azza wa Jalla said, وَالَّذِينَ إِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً أَوْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ ذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا لِذُنُوبِهِمْ وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَلَمْ يُصِرُّوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلُوا وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ. Those individuals that they do evil, immoral acts, fahisha, those individuals that perform and commit evil, immoral acts, and then after that they remember Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so they seek forgiveness for their sins. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He forgives all sins tabaraka wa ta'ala. And those individuals, they do not remain upon the wrong that they once committed. Brothers and sisters, in this blessed month, with the end approaching, have we repented to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala from our sins? Because this month is a month of repentance and forgiveness and mercy. Inna Allah yuhibbu at-tawwabin wa yuhibbu al-mutatahhirin. Verily Allah loves those who repent and those who purify themselves. Brothers and sisters, with the end of this month approaching, have we learned to control our anger? Have we learned to control our tongues? Have we learned to stop harming the Muslims? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-Muslim man salim al-Muslimun min lisanihi wa yadi. The Muslim is the one who the Muslims, they say from his tongue and his hand. Brothers and sisters, in this blessed month of Ramadan, with the end approaching, have we cleansed our hearts of jealousy and malice towards the believers? Have we cleansed our hearts of malice
and jealousy towards the believers. Brothers and sisters, with the end of this month approaching, do we find ourselves from those who make dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for Allah to forgive the believers, for Allah azza wa jalla to remove any hatred from our hearts towards the believers? Or are we from those individuals that still we hope for the downfall of our brother, or we hope for the downfall of our sister, or we're involved in trying to bring their downfall? If we are from the latter, then we haven't benefited from Ramadan. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, Tabaraka wa ta'ala, وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ, those who came after them. What did they say, Ikhwan? وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَ بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Those who come after them, they say, oh, our Lord, forgive us our sins and our brothers that preceded us in faith. Do not leave any hatred and malice in our hearts towards them. Are we like this? Barakallahu feekum. Brothers and sisters, with the blessed month of Ramadan approaching, alhamdulillah, are we from those who safeguard our obligatory prayers, al-maktuba, and perform the 5 daily prayers? Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, خَمْسُ صَلَوَاتٍ كَتَبَهُنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْعِبَادِ. 5 daily prayers. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has written them and prescribed them for the believers, for his servants. مَنْ جَاءَ بِهِنَّ وَلَمْ يُضَيِّعْ مِنْهُنَّ شَيْئًا إِسْتِخْفَافًا بِحَقِّهِنْ كَانَ لَهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عَهْدٌ أَنْ يُدْخِلَهُ الْجَنَّةِ. 5 daily prayers. Allah Azza wa Jalla has prescribed for the servants, whoever comes with them, and is not negligent concerning them, because he does not take them to be important. Whoever comes with them in this fashion, he has an agreement with Allah for Allah Azza wa Jalla to enter them into paradise. Brothers and sisters, in this blessed month of Ramadan, have we learned, alhamdulillah, to be patient with the believers, to attend the jama'ah for the men, the salawat in the masjid? Have we taken righteous companions? Because this month, brothers and sisters, is a month of fasting, where the believer fasts with the believers. It is a month of praying, where the believer, he prays with the believers. It is a month likewise, where the believers, they break fast with the believers at the same time. It is a time where the believers, they pray tarawih with the believers. So it is a month of unity. It is a month of brotherhood. It is a month of companionship upon khayr. With the end of this month approaching, brothers and sisters, are we from those people that we strive to be with the righteous? Allah Azza wa Jalla said, addressing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but this is applicable to the whole of the ummah, وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهًا. Be patient. Patient with whom? Patient with those who supplicate to their Lord in the morning and in the night. Be patient with the people of the sunnah in the masajid of the sunnah. Are we from those brothers and sisters at the end of Ramadan? وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَلَعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهًا. They're not out partying in the nightclub. They're not standing on no street corner. They're not taking selfies of themselves naked and posting it on the internet. وَاصْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ بِالْغَدَاتِ وَالْعَشِيِّ يُرِيدُونَ وَجْهًا. Be patient with who? Allah said, be patient with those who supplicated their Lord morning and night. Why? Because they seek the face of their Lord. It's not about the dunya. It's not about what car you drive. It's not about how much money you have in your pocket. Look what Allah Azza wa Jalla said next. وَلَا تَعْدُ عَيْنَاكَ عَنْهُمْ تُرِيدُ زِينَةَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Don't lift your eyes from these type of people. If you find them, stick to them. If you find people like this, supplicating to Allah in the morning and in the night, seeking the face of their Lord, stay with them. Don't lift your eyes from them. Don't go anywhere else. Do not lift your eyes from them, desiring the glitter and the pomp and the enjoyments of this world. Look what Allah Azza wa Jalla said next. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, ولا تطع من أغفلنا قلبه عن ذكرنا واتبع هواه وكان أمره فرطا. Do not obey the one whom we have caused his heart to be heedless of the remembrance of Allah, and he follows his desires, and his affair is in disarray. His affair is one of lust and neglect. Brothers and sisters, look at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hypocrites, when they saw the believers, alhamdulillah, uniting upon tawheed, uniting upon sunnah, they tried to do everything within their power to cause disunity, to the extent that they established Masjid al-Dirar, the Masjid of Harm, where they would invite people away from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the believers, and they would say, come to us. وَاسْبِرْ نَفْسَكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ. Be patient with those who supplicate to their Lord night and day. Brothers and sisters, with the end of Ramadan approaching, have we increased our dua, our supplication to Allah Azza wa Jal, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Do we find ourselves asking Allah Azza wa Jal more now in this blessed month of Ramadan? Because this is an opportunity, a month of opportunity. Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, when talking about the rulings and regulations of As-Siyam, fasting. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِ عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. If my servants ask about me, then tell them I am close with my knowledge. I answer the dua, the supplication. I answer the dua, the supplication of the one who calls upon me. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said likewise, in a hadith that Shaykh al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala declared to be Hassan, man lam yas'al Allah yaghdab alayh. Whoever does not ask Allah Azza wa Jal, Allah is angry with that person. Brothers and sisters, with the end of this month approaching, do we find that we have increased in our dua, our supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Brothers and sisters, do we find in this blessed month that we have increased, mother, we have increased in our tamassuk, clinging to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and sisters, with the end of this blessed month of Ramadan approaching, do we find, alhamdulillah, that we have become more generous? Do we find, alhamdulillah, that we are able now to strive for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that we're willing to sacrifice our money, sacrifice our time, sacrifice our energy for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? If the answer is no, there's something wrong. If the answer is no, that there is something wrong with that type of fast. Allah Azza wa Jalla said, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَنْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. The believers are those who believe in Allah and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then they have no doubt. And they strive with themselves and their wealth for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. They are the truthful. Brothers in the other room, likewise the second floor, let's try and make some space. There's a lot of people here today, alhamdulillah. فَافْسَحُوا يَفْسَحِ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Brothers and sisters, with the end of this blessed month of Ramadan approaching, do we find in our lives that we have made any of these changes? Or changes towards good? If we compare our state, the state that we're in now, right now, to before Ramadan, are we better in terms of righteous deeds? Are we better in terms of our striving for the hereafter? Are we better in terms of us recognizing the reality of this world? Because brothers and sisters, look at the example that Allah Azza wa Jal gave to this dunya. وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا كَمَا إِنْ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَاخْتَلَتَ بِهِ نَبَاتُ الْأَرْضِ فَأَصْبَحَ هَشِيمًا تَذْرُوهُ الرِّيَاحِ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ مُقْتَدِرًا. Give to them the example of the life of this world. It is like the rain that we send down from the sky. It mixes with the vegetation of the earth, and then it becomes dry, and it becomes like dust, and the wind, it blows it away. Sa'adi, he mentions, Barakallahu Fikum. Every one of us should ask ourselves some important questions. What type of person are we? Are we from those people that when we are asked and we stand before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, did you give preference to the hereafter over the life of this world? What would be your response? If you are asked the question, did you strive more for the hereafter than you strive for this world? What will be the answer? Because the example of the life of this world is what? It's like the rainwater that comes from the sky. It mixes with the vegetation of the earth. But then what happens? Death comes. And death comes and it takes away everything that you may perceive to be good. And then what? You only have your righteous deeds. Brothers and sisters, I'll read to you inshallah ta'ala the statement of Imam Ibn al-Qayyim, where he gives the example of this dunya. Alhamdulillah, Ramadan, it has weaned. Alhamdulillah. Many of the servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, whom Allah has granted success, it has weaned them off the dunya. Walillah alhamd wal minna. And those people that are still addicted, they need to wake up before it's too late. Ibn al-Qayyim, he said, wa ashbahu al-ashya'i biha ajuzun shawha qabihat al-mandar wal-makhbar. غدارة بالأزواج تزينت للخطاب بكل زينة وسترت كل قبيحة. The example of this world is like an ugly woman. The example of this world that many people are chasing after, they're trying to marry. They'll give anything for a dowry, even if it involves exchanging the hereafter, وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, except those who Allah Azza wa Jal grants success. He said the thing that resembles this world is an ugly woman. She's grotesque to look at. And she has a filthy disposition and inner nature. She's foul. However, she likewise is unfaithful to her husband. She don't have no loyalty. The dunya don't have no loyalty. No loyalty. Then what? She covers all of this, all of these defects. She covers all of this ugliness with every type of adornment that she can find. And she conceals these disgusting traits. فَاغْتَرَّ بِهَا مَنْ لَمْ يُجَاوِزْ بَصَرَهُ ظَاهِرَهَا فَطَلَبَ النِّكَاحِ. So the one who is only looking at the outer beauty, he's fooled by this and he proposes to her. He proposes to this ugly woman. This is the dunya. This ugly woman in reality, she took off the veil, you run a million miles. فَقَالَتْ, she said what? لَا مَهْرَى. Illa naqd al-akhirah. There's no dowry except that you exchange it for your hereafter. That's the dowry for the dunya. For those who are infatuated with the dunya. That's why some of the scholars, they say, حب الدنيا رأس كل خطيئة. The love of this world is the basis of every sin. Then what? The dunya says what? فَإِنَّنَا دُرَّتَان. Me and the hereafter, we are co-wives. We can't exist together. There's no way. You have to have the dunya or the akhirah. It's either one. So then what happens? فَآثَرَ الْخِطَابِ الْعَاجِلَةِ. The foolish who's just deceived by looks. You know, he may see her carrying an expensive pocketbook, or what she wears on her feet, or the car that she drives, because he has no sense. غَافِل, مُغَفَّل. He still prefers to go ahead with his proposition and his proposal. His excuse is what? There's nothing wrong in trying to be with the woman that I love. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? Then what? فَلَمَّا كَشَفَ قِنَاعَهَا وَحَلَّ إِزَارَهَا إِذَا كُلُّ آفَةٍ وَبَلِيئَةٍ. When she takes off the veil and she removes her clothes, now he sees every ugly feature and every defect and he's alarmed. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ طَلَّقَ وَاسْتَرَاحَ. You have some people at that state, they're like what? Okay, you're divorced and they're relaxed. Alhamdulillah, they're safe from the evil. You have others, اختار المقام, they still continue to remain with her. And on the night of the marriage, the wedding night, all you hear is tears. Tears and what? And screams because of the filth that the person has chosen instead of that which is better. بَلْ تُؤْثِرُونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةُ خَيْرٌ وَأَبَقَى. You prefer the life of this world, but the hereafter is better and everlasting. Brothers and sisters, with the end of Ramadan approaching, do we really understand it like this? In the second part of the khutbah, inshallah ta'ala, we will talk about the importance of utilizing these blessings and thanking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for these blessings. Wa aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah li wa lakum fastaghfiru. Alhamdulillah.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلوات الله وسلام عليه أما بعد. Brothers and sisters, there comes a beautiful story in Sahih Bukhari and the Sahih al-Imam Muslim في صحيحيهما with regards to Al-Abras, the leper, the bald man, and the blind man. And inshallah ta'ala we'll mention it, because alhamdulillah the blessings in this month are numerous. We cannot count them. Are we from those individuals are truly thankful? وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَلَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. So that you can be thankful to Allah. This month of Ramadan when it's over, so that we can show thanks to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. بِقُلُوبِنَا with our hearts, بِأَلْسِنَتِنَا with our tongues, وَبِجَوَارِحِنَا with our limbs. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, as narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala an, إِنَّ ثَلَاثَةً فِي بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ أَبْرَسَ وَأَقْرَعَ وَأَعْمَى. Among the children of Israel, the leper, the bald man, and the blind man. And Allah Azza wa Jalla chose, He willed to test them and trial them. فَبَعَثَ إِلَيْهِمْ مَلَكًا. Allah sent to them an angel. Allah Azza wa Jalla sent to them an angel to test them. To test them with what? Allah Azza wa Jalla tells us, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, إِنَّا جَعَلْنَا مَا عَلَى الْأَرْضِ زِينَةً لَهَا لِنَبْلُوَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. We have made everything on the dunya as a beautification and an adornment to trial and test them to see who is best in actions. Brothers, a test is not only hardship, a test is sometimes ease. And we will see these individuals, they were tested with ease, they were tested with blessings, they were tested in many ways. Like many of the people of this time are being tested. Allah Azza wa Jalla sent to them an angel. فَأَتَى الْأَبْرَسَ فَقَالِ. He went to the leper first and he said to the leper, أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْكَ. What do you love most? قَالَ لَوْنٌ حَسَنٌ وَجِلْدٌ حَسَنٌ. He said, I want a beautiful appearance. I want nice skin, because he was a leper. He said, قَدْ قَدَرَنِيَ النَّاسِ. The people, they find me repulsive. The people, they find me repulsive. So the angel, فَمَسَحَهُ فَذَهَبَ عَنْهُ. The angel touched this man who was a leper, and by the will of Allah, Allah Azza wa Jalla, he cured this leper from his sickness and disease. Then the angel, he said, asking the man who was once a leper, أَيُّ الْمَالِ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْكَ. What wealth do you love the best? He said, Al-Ibil. He said, I love camels. So then he gave him a pregnant she camel. That was the leper. Then the malak, he came to who? فَأَتَى الْأَقْرَى. Then he went to the man who was bald and he said, أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْكَ. What do you love the most? He said, شِعْرًا حَسَنٍ. I love to have nice hair. He said, I love to mother to have nice hair. So the angel touched him, and by the will of Allah, he was given nice hair. Then, وَنَقْتَسِرُهُ. Then the angel mother, he said to him, أَيُّ الْمَالِ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْكَ. What wealth do you love the best? He said, الْبَقَرُ. Cows. So he gave him a pregnant female cow. Then he went to the blind man. ثُمَّ أَتَى الْأَعْمَى. And he said to the blind man, he said, أَيُّ شَيْءٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْكَ. What do you love the most? He said, I love for Allah Azza wa Jal to return my sight. فَأُبْصِرْ بِهِ النَّاسِ. So I could see the people. فَمَسَحَهُ. The angel touched him, and the man, he gained his sight by the will of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then he said to him, فَأَيُّ مَالٍ أَحَبُّ إِلَيْكَ. What wealth do you love the most? He said, الْغَنَمْ. Sheep. So he was given a female sheep that was likewise pregnant. Then Allah Azza wa Jal blessed him. Because the angel in each and every one of these situations, the angel made dua for Allah Azza wa Jal to bless them in that. And the camels, and the sheep, and mother, and the cows, they gave birth and they left behind herds. So, وَلِهَذَا وَادٍ مِنَ الْإِبْلِ. One of them, he had a what? A valley of camels. The other one, وَلِهَذَا وَادٍ مِنَ الْبَقَرِ. He had a valley of cows. And the other one, he had a valley of sheep. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla tested them. ثُمَّ يَأْتِيَ الْإِمْتِحَانِ. Now comes the test. How many people, brothers and sisters, you find in our time,
Allah Azza wa Jalla blesses them with wealth. They never had anything. Naam, alhamdulillah, Allah Azza wa Jalla blesses them. As they say, he's come up. Sometimes he's really gone down because he never came up. Because we judge upon what? The akhirah, not on the dunya. He's come up. What does come up mean? Just because you have a few dollars in your pocket? Come up means what you prepare for the akhirah. That is coming up. So then you find this person, Allah blesses him. Now, alhamdulillah, when he didn't have nothing, he was in the masjid, he was there at the salawat. Yani kan yusallim al-jama'a. Alhamdulillah, he was with the brothers. He was diligent in seeking knowledge. He gets money, khalas, you don't see him. La tarahu. La yusallim al-jama'a. وَلَا يَحْضُرُ دُرُوسَ الْعِلْمِ وَلَا يَهْتَمْ بِهَذَا. He doesn't have any concern for it. Did he pass that test? Instead, he utilizes his money for all of the wrong reasons. You have another person, they want to be beautiful. Allah Azza wa Jalla blesses them with beauty. From the women, Allah blesses them with beauty. What do they use their beauty for? Taking selfies, posting pictures of themselves naked on Facebook or Twitter or Instagram. Not just that. They use their beauty. They want someone to buy them a Louis Vuitton pocketbook. Another man to buy them a pair of shoes. This man maybe buy them a car. Is that person being thankful for the blessing of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? Look how this mentality ends. Just follow the qissa. Look how this mentality ends. Then the angel, he came, fa'ata fi suratihi wa hay'atihi. The angel came back. Now he came back in what? He came back in the appearance of the leper. And he went to the leper. And what did he say to him? He said, رَجُلٌ مِسْكِينٌ تَقَطَّعَتْ بِهِ الْحِبَالِ. He said, I'm a poor man. I don't have any provisions to go about on my journey. فِي سَفَرِي فَلَا بَلَاغَ الْيَوْمَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ بِكَ. There's no way for me to reach my destination except ماذا? Except with the help of Allah. And then after that, if you assist me. So what did, look, the leper. He was once a leper. قَدَرَنِي النَّاسِ. The people, they found me repulsive. They run away from me. They didn't like me. Ala urfil qawm. He was a flea because he never had no dunya. Remember the ayah earlier? Be patient with those who believe and supplicate to their Lord, even if they're poor, even if they have nothing. So what happened? The leper, did he remember, alhamdulillah, I didn't have anything. I was a leper. People found me ugly, repulsive. They ran away from me. I didn't have no wealth. I didn't have anything. And Allah blessed me with everything that I have. The man, he said to him, look what he asked. He said, As'aluka billadhi a'taak. Al-jild al-hasan, wal-lawn al-hasan, wal-mal. I ask you by the one who gave you this beautiful appearance, who gave you this nice skin, who gave you this wealth. Ba'iran ataballagu bihi fi safari. I ask you only for a camel so I can ride and reach my destination on my journey. What did he say? Inna al-huquqa li kathira. I have many obligations. A'udhu billah. Look at this. Look at the denial of the blessing of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then the angel further tests. There's more tests. Look at one test after another test. He failed that test. Then the angel said to him, كَأَنِّي أَعْرِفُكَ. It's as if I know you. أَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَبْرَصْ. Were you not at one point in time a leper? يَقْذَرُكَ النَّاسِ. The people, they found you repulsive. فَقِيرًا أَعْتَاكُ اللَّهِ. And you were poor and Allah gave you riches. He said, وَرِثْتُ عَنْ كَابِرْ لِكَابِرْ. He said, that's for me. No. He said, I inherited generation after generation. Kadhib, lying, denying the blessings of Allah, instead of saying, alhamdulillah. That's like someone, you go to a brother, you used to see him around, or a sister, and you say, ahi, mashallah, you used to be diligent with your salawat. Alhamdulillah, you used to be diligent with the people of good. Alhamdulillah, you used to be with the people of the sunnah. But now, ahi, I don't see you. Not in none of the masajid of the sunnah. Ahi, we see you walking with the people of Hizbiyah. Ahi, we even see you walking with people you shouldn't be with. Yurid an yakdhib. Instead of saying, jazakallah khair, ahi. Yani, ahdayta ilay. أغلى شيء في الدنيا. You give me the most expensive thing in this world, which is نصيحة لله عز وجل. الآن بدا يراوغ. The city is huge. There's 1,000 مساجد in the city. والعياذ بالله يعتذر بالاعتذارات الباردة. And Allah عز وجل, he tested who? He tested the bald man. And exactly the same happened. فرده. The bald man, he was once bald. Allah gave him تبارك وتعالى nice hair. That's what he wanted from the dunya. He likewise, he failed the test. Then the angel, Allah Azza wa Jalla, sent the angel in the image of the blind man, the a'ma. And he went to the blind man. Remember at the beginning of the story, the blind man, there was already signs, alhamdulillah. He never wanted more. He just said, The first man said, I want beautiful appearance. I want nice skin. I want this and I want that. The blind man, all he said, I would like my sight, for Allah to restore my sight for me so that I can see the people. He never said, I want the most excellent sight. He said, I just want my sight so I can see the people. Already this individual, he just wants something that's going to be sufficient for him. Al-qana'a, being content with what you have. How many people don't have that? Being content. That's why they're making fools of themselves on the internet, on Twitter, on Instagram. Beginning of Ramadan, covered. Middle of Ramadan, naked pictures. End of Ramadan, nightclub. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Hada khusran. Brothers and sisters, every one of us can do something. And inshallah ta'ala, we should do it for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, not for anyone else. All of us here, if we have a Twitter account, if we have an Instagram account, if we have a Facebook account, we should remove every indecent picture from that account. If we know people who have those accounts, advise them, take that picture down, please. It's not befitting of you. You're a Muslimah. Have some modesty. Your beauty. Don't destroy your beauty. Don't fall into the traps of the shaitan and allow yourself to be a commodity. It's easy. If somebody had a successful Ramadan, they would do it easily. But somebody who never benefited from the month of Ramadan, they will find it sa'ab, because they haven't been weaned from the dunya. So then the angel, he went to the blind man, in a form of a blind man, the one who used to be blind. And he said the same thing, رَجُلٌ مِسْكِينَ, I'm a poor man. وَبْنُ السَّبِيلَ, and I'm a traveler. I'm on a journey. وَتَقَطَّعَتْ بِهِ الْحِبَالِ فِي سَفَرِي, I don't have any provisions to go on my journey. He said, فَلَا بَلَاغَ الْيَوْمْ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ ثُمَّ بِكَ, there's no one to help me except for Allah Azza wa Jalla, and then after Allah Azza wa Jalla, then with your assistance. Did the blind man say? He asked the man who used to be blind, the angel asked him, I want from you a sheep so I can go about my business on my journey. فَقَالَ لَهُ كُنْتُ أَعْمَى, he said, I was blind. فَرَدَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيَّ بَصَرِي, and Allah Azza wa Jalla, he returned to me my sight. He said, I was poor, and Allah Azza wa Jalla, he gave me these riches. Take what you want. Look at that. Allahu Akbar. Look at that. Thanks. At the end of Ramadan, brothers and sisters, where are we compared to this man who was once blind? Take what you want, because I will not prevent you from taking something if you take it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The angel said what? The angel said to him, أمسك مالك فإنما ابتليتم. أمسك مالك, keep your wealth. It was a test. You were all tested and trialed. Two of them failed. فَقَدْ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْكَ وَسَخِطَ عَنْ صَاحِبَيْكَ, Allah is pleased with you and he's angry with your two companions. The Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen, he said, Ikhwan, the angel said to the man who was mada, once a leper, and the man who was once bald, he said to them, he said, إِن كُنْتَ كَاذِبًا فَسَيَّرَكَ اللَّهُ إِلَى مَا كُنْتَ فِيهِ, he said, if you're lying, he said, then may Allah return you back to the state you was once in. So the leper, being returned back to being a leper. The bald man being returned back to being what? A bald man. A Shaykh ibn Uthaymeen said, Al-Zahir, that which is apparent from this hadith, huwa anna allaha raddahuma ila ma kana alayhi min al-faqri wal-aaha wal-iyadu billah, is that Allah returned them back to their disease and their poverty that they were on before, because they were tested and they failed the test. Wala in shakartum la azidannakum. Look, Allah says in the Quran, if you are thankful, وَلِتُكْمِلُوا الْعِدَّةَ وَلِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ, you complete the month of Ramadan and you glorify Allah saying Allahu Akbar and you show your thanks. If you are thankful, I will increase you. If you are ungrateful, then know that the punishment of Allah is severe. May Allah protect us from the punishment of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us grateful servants. We ask Allah azza wa jalla to make us truly from those who profit from this blessed month of Ramadan. We ask Allah Azza wa Jalla that we can complete this month in Iman and Ihtisab. Wa aqim as-salah.